So I'm at Grand Central, and I did the little walk from about 60th Street down to here, and checked in over at the 181 rather, and got a letter, like an actual letter, from somebody, and I haven't opened it yet because I think it contains leaves or something, something from a tree, and I didn't want to open it and have that stuff spill all over inside my bag or whatever. But I've been at that P.O. box for like 27 years, I think, and coincidentally I found one of the first receipts I ever got for it. I think it was only $24 a year, and now I think it's 110, 104 maybe. I mean, it's over $100 now. I still have to adjust my bearings any time I go to the post office box now, because for about the first, 15 years I had it, it was in one spot, and then they renovated the post office, and the boxes are all about 4 or 5 feet to the left of where they used to be, and I still have that sense of adjustment that I have to make anytime I go there. Just remembering this strange incident that happened. Well, it was strange on two levels. And well, what happened was I was standing on 42nd Street and 3rd Avenue, and I dialed into one of my street theater things and stepped away. And this was early before the sound coming out of the devices, the loudspeakers, was before that it was very, very loud like it is now. I mean, any time I thought I had made it as loud as I could make it, I found another way to make it even louder. But this was when it wasn't so loud. And I don't remember what was coming out of it, what sound was coming out of it. But there was a filmmaker standing next to the kiosk, and he'd been there for a while just making video of everybody passing by, I guess. And he was standing next to the kiosk when he noticed sound coming out of the speaker. Oh, it was one of those synthetic voices that I had, where it was saying that your soul is being monetized and you neglected to opt out, that kind of thing. So I noticed that he noticed it, and that made me smile, but then he started making video of it up close, and I never saw that online anywhere, but I could have just missed it if he ever posted it at all. But so I start making video or taking pictures of this guy interacting with the sound coming out of it, and this kid standing next to me just starts taking my picture. He takes out his camera phone and he just starts snapping pictures. And I mean, I don't care. I genuinely don't care, but he had this earnestness about him that seemed a little, I don't know, over the top. So I ignore him and I walk away, and he starts following me, and he comes out and he jumps in front of me, and he just takes more pictures, and I just start laughing, and I'm like, what are you doing? And I had just been on TV, but it was kind of hard to believe that anybody would stake me out on account of that. Not in this manner, at least. And I mean, all I could do was laugh. And eventually went into a bank or something, went into an ATM. And it took me a while to figure out that he must have been offended that I was taking pictures of that dude standing next to the kiosk and recording the sound that was coming out of it. And of course, this kid was getting pictures of me. He had no idea why I was even paying attention, because he probably had no idea that there was sound coming out of it, but he was just one of these people that gets offended by seeing people take pictures of people in public. And I mean, it still makes me want to laugh, but the irony is that the dude I was taking pictures of had just been standing there on that corner, video recording everybody walking by. And I'm guessing that the kid who got the pictures of me either didn't know that or was best friends with that cameraman or something, because his pursuit of me was very strange. So I guess that was about a year ago. I'm just standing here watching the people walk by and wondering if anybody sees me and thinks I'm poor. crusty because I'm using a payphone.